6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Monday, January 31st, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. You know, it's really crazy out there that these vaccine mandates are still, even though the government has been partially incapacitated by court rulings, T-Mobile, an American wireless network partly owned by German telecommunications company Deutsche Telekom, sent out an intimidating email to its employees over the weekend stating that those who do not become fully vaccinated by April 2nd will be terminated from their job. According to the email obtained by TGP Gateway Pundit, employees who fail to show proof of their first vax by February 21 will be placed on unpaid leave. Employees who do not become fully vaccinated and obtain a Magenta Pass will be terminated by April 2. Well, see, the thing is, we have a real serious problem out there with these woke companies that keep enforcing people to take the jab. And I don't call it a vaccine because it's never been, other than the people in the government that are claiming it to be a vaccine, it was never given vaccine status. It was given emergency use authorization because it was mRNA gene therapy. And there is a gentleman who we have on the line with us right now, coming to us from south of the border, and he has been in the forefront of this stuff. Max Egan joins us again here on the Power Hour. Welcome back, sir.
Nice to be here, brother. Thanks for having me on. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear. We appreciate that, and so can everybody listening to us on 6.160 shortwave. It's booming out live right now, streaming as we talk. And your claim basically is that each time that these people go out and get a booster shot, new ingredients are added to enhance the operating system injected into the body, which is, to a lot of people, of course, pretty freaky stuff. But, you know, we're already looking at, if you study the patents of these things, and Dr. Dave Martin has gone into big detail on these patents, this is not just mRNA. This is nanotechnology. So give us the, I guess I could say, the 40,000-foot overview of how you got involved in this and where you're coming from on these new ingredients.
Well, this is something that I've been talking about back. Like, I did a film back in 2012 called Transformation, two words, where I talked about transhumanism and how they intend to modify us from the inside out using nanotechnology and like basically attacking us at the basic of all, you know, genetic levels. So it's kind of indelible. They get you right there at the core and they do it from the inside out. I mean, a lot of people, when they think about transhumanism, they think about, you know, people like the Borg with plantons on your face or whatever. But what if they're doing it from the inside out? This is something that I was saying back in 2012. When you really start going down the path, you look at some of the studies that have come out of MIT where they're talking about how they can use frequencies to change and enhance people's emotions. They've been doing it with cats. They've been doing it with mice. You just look at it all. You look at the studies. You look at Morgellons. What's Morgellons really about? These fibers and this nanotechnology growing within people. It becomes apparent that they're modifying us from the inside out. And now it's got to the point that they're basically telling us themselves this is what they're doing. Moderna themselves say that their vaccine is essentially an operating system. You can go onto the Moderna website and it's right there in their own language, in their own words. An operating system. Well, people think, oh, that's interesting. It's a nice way of looking at it. But no, that's exactly what it is. It's nanotechnology. When you look at some of the reports that have been coming out from a Spanish research, they've got a website called Quinta Columna, which is basically the fifth column. And they're looking at the vaccines under microscopes, and they're finding rectangular objects and square objects and what appears to be nano routers and all sorts of stuff. You look at the talks that are coming out now from the World Economic Forum even, and they're talking about the intrabody nano network. They're talking about not just the Internet of Things, but the Internet of Bodies. This is a mainstream articles, mainstream university lectures, mainstream doctors talking about this, the Internet of Bodies, and the Internet of All Living Things. You look at Ray Kurzweil. He put out a film back in 2010 called Transcendent Man, where he talked about soon everything will become infused with nanotechnology, everything will become intelligent, rocks, plants, trees, everything. This is what they're talking about. So it's all in their own lingo. They've been telling us for years that's what they're doing. And now suddenly you get this alleged pandemic happening, and they've got this excuse to be able to inject people repeatedly. You think about any, even with gene therapy, all these people transgendering between male and female, as if you can actually do that, you know, but all of these people that are doing these things, it's a series of injections that you've got to have in order to lead you to transition you into something else. So of course it's a series of injections they need to give you to install this operating system within you. You look at the amount of people that are reporting that, those that have had the jab are giving off Bluetooth addresses and things now. I mean, you can see where all this is going. And not only that, they tell you in their own lingo. All you've got to do is look at the mainstream lectures that are coming out now on the Internet of Bodies, the Internet of Living Things. They're telling you about it. There was also a wonderful talk given by, I don't even know how it got out in the public domain. It was given by a guy called Dr. Charles Morgan, I think, and he was talking at West Point. It was a military lecture, and he was talking about how they can, it was the possession experiment, how with just by getting certain materials into people, they were doing it with brain implants then, but now they don't need that. All they need to do is get nanotech into you. They can actually do what they call the possession experiment, where they could actually literally take control of someone else's body and drive them like a drone. This is all stuff that's out there in the mainstream. So you think about what they're doing. Why is this desperate need to inject every single person, every man, woman, and child on Earth with this alleged vaccine for a virus that, I mean, you're not seeing a pandemic. The death figures are lower than they've been in years. So if people are dying from normal causes, where's the pandemic? They simply recategorized the seasonal flu, the seasonal detox that people have, told them it was a pandemic so they could find this excuse to repeatedly inject people with these substances. 5G coming online, all the stuff that you look at it, it's all pointing to this one thing. And everything that's going in all these different directions are now coming to they're coming to a bottleneck where they're all leading to the same thing. I mean, 5G. We need 5G for fast communication. Really? Communication's pretty fast as it is. I mean, you're not going to notice the difference between the signal that you're using now, the Wi-Fi signal you're using now, and 5G Wi-Fi signal, which is simply millimeter wave. You know, when people think of 5G, they think this is some deadly thing. 5G means fifth generation of communication, fifth generation of mobile communication, which is essentially the introduction of millimeter wave, which is military-grade technology, can be used for weapon systems. In fact, every electronic weapon system uses a millimeter wave as its wave that it uses. So that's what the fifth generation of communication is putting this millimeter wave anywhere, which is also targetable. So they can literally target you specifically out of a crowd, and not only that, they can target any organ or any emotion that they would like you to, you know, do whatever they want you to do. You could be hearing voices, you could be flipping out, feeling like your skin's burning, whatever, and nobody else in the crowd around you will experience those things. But of course, in order to do that, they need to have your DNA signature, which is what all the swabs are about, of course. The swabs also have hydrogel in them. There's been an enormous amount of reports coming out about what's in the swabs. You have these things go in your nose. It creates a hydrogel lattice in your nasal cavity, which acts as an antenna for the 5G system, so they can get a good, strong signal into you. And they can target people, target individuals, and they can target your organs, target, like I said, your emotions and everything. So 5G, the speed of it, it isn't for you. You won't notice the difference between the last level of communication and the 5G level of communication. 5G is for the AI because they want to be able to do things in real time. And with the amount of people and the amount of bandwidth that it's going to take to do it, they need 5G for the AI system to run. So that's kind of the elevator version of what's going on. And, of course, what they're doing through this is killing off all the old people in nursing homes with midazolam, like literally murdering them. Then there'd be, there's vaccines that are coming out, and there's like they've got numbers on them, 1, 2, and 3. So they're different things in different vaccines. I think all of them have graphene and nanotechnology in them, but some of them are more placebos. Some of them are definitely designed to kill. So it's kind of a lucky dip in that respect. I mean, even John O'Looney was saying it's a bit of a lucky dip with these vaccines, which ones you're getting and whether you're on the death list or not. But they kind of seem to know which ones they're giving out to people. They want to kill off all the old people, get the, you know, get enough damage done to the middle-aged people and normal-aged people, you know, let's say, you know, 25 to 50-year-olds, and, you know, enough in there to give them the confidence to keep having the jabs and basically steer them into enough confidence to be able to give it to their children, because that's what they want. That's the target, is to get the children to grow up into this reality that they're creating and to have them completely dependent upon the state, which is another reason for doing all this. Even the mask wearing, the incredible damage this is doing to children. There's been something like a 324% increase in children going in for speech therapy now, because, you know, children learn to speak by observing faces to see how adults mouth words. When they can't see how the mouth works, they can't learn how to say the words. And we've also seen a 20-point IQ reduction in children over the last 2 years. 22 points. That's a big reduction. So heading to a system where everybody is completely dependent upon the state, destroy all small businesses through these lockdowns, get everybody on welfare, get the children dumbed down, completely dependent, growing up, don't even know how to communicate with each other properly, and get them into this new transhumanist system and basically kill off all the old people in the process. That's what's going on.
Well, I'll tell you, Max, here's some of the things that, you know, we've been looking at. Realtor Magazine has reported that as the pandemic has continued, and this is the narrative, of course, more young adults have chosen to move back home with their parents. In 2020, the share of young adults aged 25 to 34 living at home rose to the highest recorded share since 1960, 17.8%. That's almost one-fifth of kids moving back into the home because they can't make it on their own because of the wokeism, because of avoiding having to pay high rents, the demographics, behavioral insights. Others may be at a family member's home due to job loss or while virtually attaining higher education goals. I'm just wondering, you know, because of the fact that this living family may provide a potential to first-time homebuyers, regardless of the reasons, you know, they're having a hard time with interest rates going up and everything else. And then when you introduce what appears to be this Manchurian candidate kind of stuff, and I know that's on your website, Crow House, that's the name of the website, folks, the www.crowhouse.com, thecrowhouse.com. And it's interesting if you go look at the website, we're going to provide you with the link as well. You see this as a means of actually, when they can turn on 5G, Max, you see them actually being able to program somebody to kill their parents or turn on other people?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If you look at some of the tests they've done, there was a thing that I posted recently, just a recent test they've done on mice, how to turn mice into killer mice, basically. You control their emotions. Some of the recent reports I've done, there was a doctor, I can't remember his name, and he's talking openly about how they can control people's emotions. And they've been quite open about this with MIT experiments they've been doing right back in the 60s. Excuse me. So, yeah, I mean, they've been working on this for a long time. Apparently it was technology they say came out of Russia. I think they all work together. It's all one big club. But, through electromagnetics, I mean, we're electrical beings. We're electromagnetic beings. Once they've got your DNA profile, your DNA kind of acts like an antenna. It harvests your consciousness from the field. Everything is electrical. So with electrical energy, they can influence entire suburbs into depression, into happiness, into joy, into anger. And I'm sure they've done this. You'll have certain areas where the whole town is angry that day. You know, these are the type of experiments they do. Only now with 5G, they can actually target people. And sure, absolutely, they can turn on people. I've noticed as well, and a lot of other people have noticed, I get a lot of emails from people who say that their friends who've had the jab are kind of different people now, and they're almost puppeting the same lines. They're almost saying the same things. People, one of the common ones they say are, well, it is what it is. You try to tell them, well, you've had the jab now, you're going to get sick. And they go, well, if it is what it is, you know. And they all say it. Thousands of people will say the same line. So where's this coming from? Is this their own thoughts, or is someone else putting thoughts in there for them, you know?
That makes sense, because I've heard those exact lines. It is what it is, and, you know, we're safe, and it's safe and effective, and we were told that, and we believe everything our government tells us, really. And if your government told you to jump off a 10-story building, would you do that too? You know, I mean, this is a thing. There may come a point in time where the government is able to actually use this to do that and make people jump off a 10-story building.
Well, yeah, and it's a case of, like, I think Reiner Filmick or someone called it, or maybe the inventor of mRNA called it. I don't know. I get so many doctors come out now. I get all them, their names mixed up. But someone said recently on I think it was on Joe Rogan, he said it's mass formation psychosis, mass hypnosis. That's what it is. I mean, you'd never imagine that they could pull this off. A couple of years ago, if you told me this is where we're going to be now, you know, I'm surprised at how easily they've been able to pull it off through mass hypnosis. That's what it is. Like the Emperor's New Clothes type of syndrome, you know. Nobody's game to say the Emperor's naked when the Emperor is obviously naked. So it's amazing how they've done it. Television, fluoride, and just this whole crowd mentality that people get into, where they'll just go along with the flow of whatever's happening. It's mass hypnosis. That's the only way they've been able to get away with it. And it's leading to a very, very dangerous point. I mean, you know, now the sleeping masses, the more dystopian it gets, the people who've actually bought into this and had the jab, and they're seeing their friends dying off around them. They're seeing all these sports stars dropping, all this stuff going on, which is not... In some cases, it's waking them up, but in others, it's forming even more of a barrier in these people, because they cannot admit that they were fooled. It's the most terrible thing in the world to ever be wrong about anything, of course. That's what our society teaches you. So, you know, it's easier to fool someone than it is to convince them that they've been fooled, as I think Mark Twain said. And that's the problem. So the more dystopian it gets, those people who are completely asleep and locked into it are getting more and more vicious. And they're blaming the anti-vaxxers for this dystopia being created, when really it's their compliance. And this is a terrible thing for them, and they can't face it. So, you know, we're heading to a position where society is quite literally splitting in two. And as I said recently, I mean, there's a lot of pushbacks. There is a lot of pushbacks. But they've got so many cards in play now, and if they manage to do something like pull off Cyber Polygon, shut down communication, shut down the internet or whatever, I mean, they're not going to give up quietly. And we're getting to a point that if they do manage to pull this off and get this dystopia in place, people like you and I are going to have to disconnect from the system completely, which means we're not going to be able to use the internet. We're not going to be able to use any of their systems at all. And then we're just going to have to wait for it to implode, because if the real people like you and I pull our energy from it, you won't be able to survive. Because the people that they're pulling into it through this transhumanist agenda that they've got going, I mean, the system they're creating is so anti-human and anti-life that real life won't be able to survive within that system. So eventually it's going to kill itself. It's up to us to keep pulling our energy from it so that happens. And we may have to let it go to that point. I mean, it's got to the point now, it's going to have to run to some sort of natural conclusion, because so much damage has been done. Now, so many businesses have been destroyed. So many people have been injected now. So we're going to see so many people dying over the next 3 to 7 years from things that they think are unrelated. Because when you look at mRNA vaccines, what they're doing here, they're going in and they're basically hijacking your DNA to perform a different function to what it's supposed to do. Now, every cell in your body renews itself every 7 years. You know, we replenish ourselves. If you're eating good food and doing the right things, you know, you age quite slowly. So, but whatever your pre-morbidity may be, you know, maybe when you're 80 years old, you're going to die of renal failure, or you're going to die of cancer, or you're going to die of a brain tumor or a heart attack or whatever, you're going to find that because your body and your DNA isn't functioning the way it's supposed to, within 3 to 7 years, you're going to have people dying of these things, renal failure, cancer, heart attacks, whatever, things that they would have died of when they were 80, but it's going to be happening when they're in their 20s and when they're in their 30s. And they're just going to think it's a strange disease to get at that age. They're never going to trace it back to the jab they had in 2021. So it's very, very clever the way they're killing people. And essentially, they're not even doing it. I mean, people are killing themselves. It's essentially a form of suicide. There's even a company that's refused to pay someone who died from the jab, and it's been proven they died from the jab. I think it was in Australia. And the insurance company is refusing to pay them because they said, well, no, it's an experimental jab. If these people, you know, they knew the damages, they knew the danger, they know it's an experimental jab, they know that there's thousands of people that are dying from it and having, you know, adverse reactions all around the world. So if they chose to have it, it's their choice. It's a form of suicide, and we're not going to pay out in their life insurance. This is something I predicted they were going to do back at the beginning of 2020, and that's what they're doing. So, you know, a lot of people are getting it, and a lot of people are seeing it, but, you know, it's got to that point now that so many people have had the jab. So many businesses have been destroyed. The food chain is broken down so much, the supply chain. So many pilots have been jabbed. So many aircraft have been offline for so long. You can't just go and grab these aircraft from the local field and turn the key and drive it off like a car. It doesn't work that way. It's an aircraft. You've got thousands of hours of maintenance checking on all of these aircraft that they have to go through. So the whole international travel system is not ever going to come back online the way it was. And the supply chain and all of this stuff. So even if we were to establish that this has been a fraud, pull all of our politicians out and have Nuremberg 2 type trials, we've still got a long, long process to get us back to anything that's going to resemble freedom or normality, because the damage has already been done. And when we haven't even seen the results of this yet. We're going to start seeing it this year and next year. So, yeah, it's far from over yet, regardless of what we do.
No doubt. Well, anyway, so we're getting ready to come up to the break. The phone number is 844-769-2944. We have Max Egan with us on the line. And if you have questions for Max, and I'm curious, and we'll get to this after the break, about what happens if EMP hits and you've got all this nanotechnology in your brain. We'll talk about that after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Calf, Sinuoraga, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 12 noon, January 31st, 2021. It is a Monday. And, of course, you know, we're deep into the news. We've got like 40 news stories that we're going to be putting out on the email blast here at thepowerhour.com. If you've not had a chance to sign up for the email blast, you need to go on the website, thepowerhour.com, and sign up for that so we can get that out to you, because a well-informed public is a prepared public, the way I look at it. We have Max Egan on the phone with us. He's a teacher, metaphysical explorer, researcher, truth seeker, radio host, filmmaker. I've actually seen some of the videos that he's put out, and they're quite intense. And the phone lines are already going. Patrice in Ohio, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for asking. You have Max Egan on the phone. Do you have a question for Max?
Well, I'm glad to know that he's still alive, and he's probably in Mexico still. But my question is, I have heard that the top of the food chain is a group called the Scarlet Council. And I was wondering if he's heard of that, knows anything about that.
All right. Max, what do you think?
The Scarlet Council. Look, I think I haven't actually heard of that particular group. There are so many groups. And I think they put all of this stuff out there as a means of control, just to keep us going down the rabbit hole and looking for people to point a finger at. And it also creates the concept that there's this, you know, all-powerful bunch of people who are doing these incredible things and they're completely untouchable. And I think we've got to get rid of that notion that they're untouchable. I mean, sure, they're powerful and they're doing all these amazingly bad things. But when we look at all these groups and we look at all these secret societies, and I've literally gone down so many rabbit holes looking at secret societies, but we get distracted from our own everyday actions. I personally think we could stop this in a day if we could just get people to wake up to themselves and stop complying with their own slavery. So, I mean, I haven't actually heard of that group, but there's so many secret societies within secret societies, and very often, especially at times like now, you'll hear people put out something about some secret group, and yes, we finally found the ones at the top. You know, I mean, I've experienced this so many times in my years of research. Recently, there was someone called, apparently a British countess who was the head of the whole thing as well. So I don't place too much credence on any of this sort of stuff. If it's someone that you know about and you know the name of the society, then they're not the ones at the top.
Okay, fair enough. I just think that it's probably related to families, dynasties, because it's the same families throughout the generations that keep doing this. So I think
absolutely
that refers to that.
Well, absolutely. I mean, they'll go by different names, you know, whatever, the Club of the Red Rose or the I mean, all of them, the Hellfire Club, going back to that, I mean, even the Illuminati, if you want to go there, the 13 families, absolutely, there is 12 or 13 families at the top who control everything, basically through two major companies, which is BlackRock and Vanguard, which own everything, absolutely everything, and both sides of everything.
Right.
So, you know, but it's when you become aware of this, we start to see what the problem is. The problem is us, and we keep pointing the finger at others, and as if identifying this group will suddenly create remedy for us, you know. Oh, it's these guys, it's the Jesuits, it's the Jews, it's the Illuminati, it's the Rothschilds or whatever. Ultimately, it's us. It's us for using all this tech and for allowing ourselves to stop thinking, you know. We've got to get back in touch with what it means to be human. And once we do that and we realize that, oh, shit, we actually don't have to do this, we could go and do something else with our lives, then it'll be the ones who scream the loudest. But until then, I mean, it's just like we're in a state of clear and present danger, and I find that it doesn't help just doing this. I mean, it's nice to know, though, and I totally get where you're coming from, because it's really nice to know. And when you go down these rabbit holes, and it all seems very interesting, but ultimately it leads you back to the same point. You're still living in a prison at the end of it, because I've gone down so many rabbit holes. And while we're doing that, these prison walls are still being built around us, because we're not dealing with the clear and present danger in our own communities right now, you know?
Yeah, it's, I guess, do not comply
on any level.
Spiritually, physically, financially, who gives a crap, right?
Yeah, do what you can to be the best person you can be for everybody around you, and you'll make a difference, darling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we appreciate that, Patrice.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for your observation. We appreciate your call. And once again, the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. We have Max Egan with us on the Power Hour. And it's one of these things that we were talking about before the break about the fact that EMP, electromagnetic pulse, or some other issue might come into being, where this magnetic hydrogel is put into play in our brains, and we've got it from the swab. We have these little injectables like we saw in Moderna TX's own patent material. One of the first things it shows is Exhibit 4A, and it shows a web that's actually injected through the skin. And, you know, this is what gets me going, is because this nanotechnology, what looks like hydras, little hydras crawling through this viscous fluid, this hydrogel that basically is contained within nanoparticles, lipid nanoparticles. And all of this stuff is patented. It's out there. We've actually researched it. David Martin has researched it. And so, you know, when I look at the fact that EMP, and we were talking about this during the break, electromagnetic pulse or some other major attack could be blamed on the hackers. Max, you want to elaborate on that a little?
Well, I mean, that's what they've talked about, is shutting down the grid. They've said it's going to be the hackers. I mean, however they do it, they probably will do it with an electromagnetic pulse, probably from the 5G system. But then they can target people individually as well, which I suggest they've already been doing. There was that woman who had that incident, I think it was in Vietnam, where she was getting her nails done. There was a little flash on her phone, and suddenly she went into spasms. This has been reported in other places as well, where there's been guys who have kind of freaked out and gone into spasms near 5G towers. You don't know whether this is 5G targeting or whether it's just from the jab or what it is. Could just be epilepsy. We don't know. But there's been all sorts of instances like this. But, you know, they could do some sort of an EM pulse and blame it on the hackers. I mean, they've talked about cyber polygon. So we know whatever they're going to do, they're going to say it was a cyber attack. It won't be just the grid failing or anything like that. It won't be a sunspot. I mean, they can even use a sunspot and say it was hackers, you know. Anything they can, because with cyber polygon, they've already warned us that there's going to be a cyber attack. And this will be part of their plan. Like, they're backing off on all the contact tracing, and they're lowering the restrictions and all this sort of stuff, because they've got this injection into enough people now. So they're ready for the next stage of their game. They just look like it's like a strategic withdrawal that they're doing at the moment. But they've got this up their sleeve, and they'll say it was the hackers, and then they'll say, well, and the grid will go down, whether it's for 3 days or could even be up to 3 months. And during that time, there'll be a complete communication blackout. When it does come back online, they're going to say, well, it was the hackers, and look at the damage they can do to our society. So, of course, we need biometric ID. We need everyone scanned, and we need to know who everybody who logs online is and where they live and who their contacts are, because we don't want the terrible hackers to do what they just did. You know, and, of course, you'll need your vaccine in order to get your digital ID. That's the way they'll play it. And we're not going to force you to have a vaccine, but you need your digital ID in order to do anything, participate in society or use our new digital money or anything, because the whole system will go offline when this happens, and then their great reset. It'll come back on with Internet 2.0 and the new money system and all this sort of stuff they want to do. And during that blackout period, you'll probably find a lot of people like myself and yourself will all disappear. You know, the revolution will not be televised. This is a lot of what all this contact tracing and all this stuff's about. But with an EMP pulse, I mean, they could achieve all sorts of things. You could even find they bring about their zombie apocalypse that they've often warned us about. I mean, who knows how this nanogel and how these Hydra vulgaris and all the stuff that's in this, these injections they're putting into people, who knows how the people are going to react when they do this? They could easily pulse them. They could easily just wipe their minds or whatever. I mean, there's been some crazy stuff happening. I don't know whether you've noticed all the naked people walking around, a whole bunch of naked people walking around Dubai. You can't walk around in Dubai naked. There was a guy in Sydney the other day who went in and paid for his gas. He's naked, drove to the gas station, got out, filled his car up, went in to pay for it. He's completely naked. He didn't even realize he was naked. What's going on with people? So, you know, are these kind of field experiments? So there's any type of possibility when they do this pulse and when they shut the grid down. I mean, people are going to go pretty crazy anyway when suddenly the grid gets shut down, the communications get shut down. A lot of people aren't even going to find the way around their own cities without their cell phones. So it's going to be pretty crazy.
Well, that's true, because they're all tied in. Yeah, they're all tied in. And we had former Miss USA 2019, Chesley Christ, just took a swan dive off of her Manhattan apartment building. You know, we don't know whether she had the jab and whether or not something pushed her over the edge.
Well, yeah,
I mean, she had an MBA from Wake Forest, for crying out loud. Why would somebody that is fully educated with an MBA all of a sudden take a swan dive off a 10-story building?
Well, yeah, stranger things have happened. The suicides are through the roof with this whole the breakdown of our society, the breakdown of what it means to be human, especially someone like that, like a Miss Universe type person, someone who's right out there in the public eye because of her beauty or whatever. Suddenly she's stuck at home wearing a mask for the last 2 years. All of her, I mean, her life has been destroyed. So many people's lives have been destroyed. Teenagers, like so many teenage suicide is through the roof because they just don't feel like they have any future anymore. There's no goals to strive for. There's nothing these kids, all these dreams and visions of travel and all these things they wanted to do. It's all been taken away from them under the guise of protecting their health, so who knows. But some of these sorts of things, I mean, maybe they're field experiments. I wouldn't be surprised. They just put these thoughts into people's brains and they target them and see if they react the way they want them to react, you know.
What makes me wonder if that's not the reason that more and more of these 25 to 34-year-olds are moving back in with their parents because of the doom and gloom scenario that's been painted the last 20 months.
Well, that as well, and also the fact that they've got no hope of achieving, you know, the American dream, the Australian dream, whatever you believe it was. They're never going to go out and find a relationship and get a job and have a career and do all this stuff because there are no jobs anymore. What's your career going to be if it isn't something supporting government? You can't even communicate with people anymore. You've got to wear masks and do all this sort of stuff, so you can't read facial expressions. You can't actually be yourself. They've taken everything away from people. You know, and it's the breakdown of the middle class, the destroying of all small businesses. Even with the new housing estates that are being built, they're all being bought up by Vanguard and BlackRock. Like, they're buying whole estates. When builders go out there, they'll build like 200 homes in a new estate. Vanguard will come in and they'll give them 150% of the price. Like, they'll pay 50% more than what they're asking just to get hold of the home. And they're buying up whole suburbs because they want to turn everything into permanent rentals. So there won't even be any homes to buy for people. You know, you're going to have to be compliant. You're going to have to use digital credits and do what you're told, and it's all going to be virtual reality. You don't want to go out and meet people or communicate with people or any of that sort of stuff. They might carry germs. So the amount of depression in children, the amount of depression in teenagers, I mean, they've literally had the world stolen from them. You know, they were sold this dream by the television of what life is, and now they've got this. It's no wonder that they're moving home, because they don't have a choice.
Well, then you have the kids being indoctrinated in the schools, too, with critical race theory and God knows what else. And now we're finding out that their teachers and school boards are advocating to take these children and find out whether or not, well, do you have a problem with your gender? Do you want to become the opposite sex? Well, you don't have to tell your parents. We'll help you. We'll put you in groups of transgender people so you can find out what it's like and how neat it is. I mean, it's literally like they're going out of their way to twist these kids to turn them against their parents. And I mean, this was even predicted in the sense of biblical times.
Depopulation, and this is how you do it. If you there's an old Chinese proverb, if you want to take over a nation, educate their children. So this is what they're doing, you know, and they're getting rid of alpha males. They want everybody in a state where they can't fight. They won't fight back. They don't know how to protect themselves. You know, get everybody, and depopulation, transgenderism, you know, they don't want people breeding. They don't want the white race breeding, absolutely. I mean, it's mainly white countries that this is happening to. There's a certain amount happening in other countries as well. But they definitely want to get rid of the white race. I mean, yeah, and I'm, of course, called a racist for saying that. But no, it's true. So, I mean, this goes way back. The Kalergi plan, if you look at the Kalergi plan that came out of Israel, or out of, it was a Jewish plan anyway, back in 1924 or something like that, where they talked about the destruction of the races of Europe, and the first step would be mass migration. Get all of the people from the Arab world and the African world to go and mingle with the European culture and take over the European culture. There was a Jewish woman said, I think, 10 years ago that in 100 years, Europe will not exist in the way it does now. None of these cultures will be there. These cultures that have been there for thousands of years, they'll all be gone. And that's what we're seeing. You know, and it's the same with the United States. It's the same with all of our countries. And one of the best ways to do that is through transgenderism, like get people completely confused about what it means to be human and what it means to be what they are. Completely break down the divine feminine, the divine masculine, completely remove anything of the warrior spirit in people and just make people completely confused. And sexuality is one of the most basic functions. I mean, sexuality, sex is as natural as sleeping, eating, or breathing, but we've been taught to think of it as something taboo, and so it confuses people. They can't be open about their sexuality, so you're able to get in there and manipulate them and say, well, if you do things this way, then you can be openly sexual, but only if you do it under our guidelines, which is this acceptance of transgenderism and all this sort of stuff. And transgender, I mean, it's a nonsensical term. You know, you may have dysphoria. You may be someone who's a male who believes that you're a female in a male body. That's called dysphoria. Same as someone who's a female who believes they're a male in a female body. You know, and so they're gay or whatever. They're homosexual because of these, you know, they're the wrong mind in the wrong body. That's called dysphoria. But there's nothing you can do to transition into a female. A male may be able to have all sorts of operations and do all sorts of things and implants and whatever, take gender transition drugs or whatever and, you know, look female, but they will never be a female. In order for a male to become a female, you have to replace their entire muscular system, their skeletal system, their endocrine system, their chromosomes. I mean, everything. It's not possible. The term transgender is a nonsensical term. It is impossible for one gender to transition into another. So even this term itself promotes sexual confusion. I mean, if people are homosexual, okay, accept that they're homosexual. Homosexual people do what they do. That's fine. I don't care. It doesn't affect me. But it's this whole concept that there's more than two genders and that people need to be taught this from when they're 5 years old, and what they're doing to the kids, creating this sexual confusion, which again leads to depopulation, leads to complete destruction of masculine divinity and feminine divinity, leads to a complete destruction of any type of warrior principles. You know, so it creates a complete loss of confidence in people's ability to be themselves or to even know what they are. So it's insidious. Absolutely.
Well, it is.
It is.
It is. And not only that, but I mean, the rate of suicides among people that have been, have gone through complete SRS. I mean, the numbers in just in that category alone are unbelievable. And then, of course, now we have people making money off of selling fake vaccine cards to New York-based healthcare workers, were just arrested for allegedly forging and selling thousands of COVID-19 vaccine cards. And one of them had, like, I don't know what it was, $1.5 million. She had $900,000 in cash in a ledger showing profits of $1.5 million. I mean, it's amazing what people will buy into. Like, feed stores around the country are trying to discourage shoppers from buying ivermectin formulated for horses, but they're still doing it because they can't get pills. So, I mean, the government really is doing one hell of a job in controlling the narrative here. Esther in Washington, you're on the line with Max Egan. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you again. And thank you, Mr. Egan, for just following your spirit and helping people understand the craziness of what's going out there. You mentioned a little bit, I'd like to know your take on biblical times. I have recently finished, it was an 8-CD, 16-part series, and it's The Final Countdown, Tribulation Rising, Volume 2, Modern Technology, and it's from Pastor Billy Crone. And I know that religion has really taken a big slap with ridicule, all sorts of things, but there's people out there who truly believe in the prophecies of that holy book. And then there's also another DVD that's out there that's called Zeitgeist 2025, and it's put out by Skywatch TV. And after I watched these, and now listening to you, everything is verifying each other, as truth always does. Could you comment on the religion and its place now, if you could?
Okay, well, I'm personally not a religious person. I mean, if anything, I would follow, if I was going to be following Christian faith, there are certain sects, I suppose you'd call them now, that exist in Russia and Romania who still follow the original Christian sort of faith before the church got involved. I personally don't believe in the history that we're told as well. I think history is completely fabricated. I think that there was a worldwide culture that existed before this culture, the remnants of which we see all over the world in a lot of the architecture that is prevalent in all of our countries, which I don't believe was built by us. It was built by a previous culture. And I think that they all basically followed the same faith. I think that faith was more of a direct connection to the Creator rather than done through any type of religion. I think this is what the Christ figure was also attempting to show people. I personally think they've done these resets before. I think we are we're living basically in a people farm, and they grow the crop, and then they do this transition with them through these so-called alleged pandemics. And they obviously kill off a lot of them, and they transition the rest of them into these transhumanist android type people that they're creating. And I think that they use things such as Revelation as their script, because this is how it goes. And this also keeps people like seeing all this unfold. This is why they use the 666. I mean, why did Bill Gates make the cryptocurrency patent and use the 060606 as the patent number and all this sort of? They put it right there in your face. Even the stickers that they put on the floor in the UK, they're telling people to stand 6 feet apart, and they've got a triangle there with three sixes on it. They put it in your face so that the people who are expecting biblical prophecies will just allow this to all unfold. They won't do anything about it. They'll think it's all good. All they have to do is pray and it'll be fine. I mean, this is ultimately a soul test. This whole thing is a soul test. I mean, there's elements of truth in what they say. If you pray, you'll be fine sort of thing. Don't take the jab. Believe in your connection to spirit, to the Creator, absolutely. But you don't really, I don't think, need to do it in a religious sense. I think there's a lot of truth in the books, but there's also a lot of subtle misdirection in the books. That's just my particular perspective on it. And when I look at it, I mean, the Jesus figure had no religion. He had a direct connection to Source, and that's what I think he was trying to share with everybody else. And I think we all have that. You know, once you can see what's going on and you see how they can just do this and keep redoing it, and how a lot of what religion has done is keep people fighting amongst themselves, keep people arguing with the other religions, all of which have elements of truth, and all of which I believe ultimately come from the same source and the same book, even with the Quran and the Bible. I think these are two different chapters of the same book, basically, because they're basically both all telling you the same thing. They're just using different names for it, and there's different belief systems involved. So, you know, I guess it's up to each individual to walk their own path through this and find their own light through it. An interesting thing about the ancient culture that I was talking about that I believe existed, Tartaria, which is on all maps, and you can trace the line of Tartaria back through the figure we know as Genghis Khan. Genghis Khan was one of the emperors, one of the original emperors of Tartaria. We're told this was a terrible Mongolian warlord, rapist, murderer, killer. Well, what if he wasn't? What if it was something completely different to that? Because an interesting thing about Genghis Khan, even the name Genghis Khan, Khan means king, and Genghis means king of the kings. It's a king of kings. Where have you heard that before? Christ, king of kings.
I love that. We are at the break, Esther. I thank you so much for your call. And Max, I wish we had more time to talk about this. We'll have to have you on the show again. But we are coming up to the end of the show, and we really appreciate, I know it, we really appreciate, being here. Yes, you were. And we'll pick that conversation up soon. And thank you so much for being on the Power Hour with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time for today, but we will be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, read your email blast. There's a lot of news there coming up today. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.